Mama Cast.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. The U.S. has been giving Israel defensive aid in their attacks on Iran, but sources tell CBS News President Trump is considering more direct involvement in going after their nuclear sites. CBS's James LaPorta has more for us.
There was a meeting at the White House in the Situation Room where President Trump was considering his options over whether or not to join the Israelis in a potential strike on Iran. Amongst those options is whether or not we would potentially send in our B-2 bombers. Israel has long wanted to strike at Iran's nuclear facilities, but they don't necessarily have the logistical means to do so.
Israeli airstrikes targeted Iran's capital early Wednesday, local time. An Afghan national who helped the U.S. during the war in Afghanistan is now in ICE custody. CBS News investigative producer Madeline May says that's despite the fact he has a pending special immigrant visa case because of that work.
Saeed Nasir does not have any criminal history. He doesn't have any criminal history here in the United States, and he doesn't have any criminal history in Afghanistan. Basically, the government is using an administrative loophole to cut short his case and detain him and try to prevent him from having an asylum hearing.
Justice Department correspondent Scott McFarland reports the downsizing of that department is just coming into focus.
A CBS News review of budget documents here at the U.S. Department of Justice headquarters shows the agency has been gutted in the opening months of the second Trump administration, losing at least 4,000 employees, 4% of the workforce. Some were fired, some retired. Many took that fork in the road resignation offer from Elon Musk before their programs were cut or their jobs were cut.
Scott tells us another 1,500 jobs are expected to go, including 700 FBI positions. Excitement on ice tonight as the Florida Panthers repeat as Stanley Cup champions.
The Panthers ice the Oilers in Game 6, 5-1 to win the series 4-2.
Last year was greatness. This time it's historic. The Florida Panthers are back-to-back Stanley Cup champions.
The call courtesy of the Panthers radio network. Sam Reinhart scored 4 goals. Sergei Bobrovsky turned aside 28 shots. And Sam Bennett was awarded the Conn Smythe Trophy as the MVP of the postseason after leading all players with 15 goals. Erica Herskowitz for CBS News.
Luka Krzanek was 12 years old when doctors in Switzerland amputated his hands because of a major infection. He recently underwent a double hand transplant at Penn Medicine in Philadelphia.
It is still a miracle today to have two hands, basically, because I did not have that for almost 17 years.
And now, 6 months after surgery, he's able to use his new hands more and more, he says. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. More fiber?
What?
Down here, buddy. It's me, your spoon. Constipation with belly pain still coming back?
Yeah.
Talk to your doctor. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, but Linzess could help you get ahead of it.
Linzess Linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Auto, home, and business with Progressive and get 24/7 coverage. See if you can save at Progressive.com. That's Progressive.com.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. With small ships that bring travelers closer to the destination, there's more time to explore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated the best hearing aids of 2025 by Forbes Health, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, starting at just $98 a pair.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe WRJ.
Meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers and thunderstorms likely in the overnight. Mostly cloudy skies, light winds. Look for temperatures to drop into the mid-60s. On Wednesday, showers and storms and heavy rainfall. We'll see high temperatures in the upper 60s to lower 70s. It's 75 at our studios.
WRJN. Round, round, get around. I get around. Yeah, get around, round, round. I gotta find a new place where the kids are hip. My buddies and me, you're getting real well known. Yeah, the bad guys know us and they leave us alone. I get around. It's never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night.
Central Park to Sturtevant. Local news and timeless hits.
Yeah. Not sure if this is late night or early morning, but whatever you call it, we're still playing the timeless hits to get you to daylight. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 89.1 FM. WRJN.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
Oh, I could hide neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. But it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and then without dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do we really need? Cheer up, sleepy Jean. Oh, what can it mean to a daydream believer and a home you're shining through the window. Let me know everything's all right. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. See the paper laying on the sidewalk, a little music from the house next door. So I walk on up to the doorstep, through the screen and across the floor.
Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind.
Beach is open, and so is Racine's Beachside Oasis, the perfect place to grab those summer refreshments while you enjoy the sand and surf on the lakefront. Go to their Facebook page, Racine's Lakeside Oasis, for the entertainment lineup, and enjoy our timeless hits as you relax on the beach all summer long. I've been lonely so long.
Now look at me, gliding through this world of beauty. Everything I do brings ecstasy.
Goodbye, girl. You're paying now. So bye-bye. You have my
And timeless hits. WRJN.
I said over and over again, this dance is gonna be a drag. I said over. sorry, and I was a little bit late. She would await and await and await and await for her steady day. She would wait and wait and wait and wait for her steady day. She would wait and wait and wait and wait for her steady day.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Thank you.
sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away, I wonder this time where she's gone. Wonder if she's gone to stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. And I know, 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 hey, I ought to leave the young thing alone, but ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Only darkness every day. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's his house, just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. More than 50 Israeli Air Force fighter jets carried out airstrikes in Iran's capital the last few hours, according to the Israeli military. The danger in the region is pushing the State Department to close the U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem and consular sections there and in Tel Aviv through Friday. More from CBS's Olivia Gazis.
In a travel alert, the department said it was, quote, always planning for contingencies to help American citizens depart from areas of crisis, but that it had no announcements about such plans. The State Department spokeswoman, Tammy Bruce, declined on Tuesday to tell reporters if charter or military flights would be made available to private citizens who are hoping to leave Israel or neighboring countries. Olivia Gazis, CBS News, Washington.
With American facilities closing, along with airports and seaports, it is difficult for Americans to get home. Rachel Albert and her family from Chicago were in Israel for a bar mitzvah. Their flight home has been canceled at least six times.
We are in the safe room multiple times a day. This is really tough for them. They're not used to this. The airspace is completely closed, and we're scared.
The U.S. has been giving Israel defensive aid in their attacks on Iran, but sources tell